Third parak of Ovis, 17th Mishra. Rabbi Lezer ben Azaria Oimer, Ein Torah Ein Derech Eretz. If there's no Torah, then he won't have proper Derech Eretz. His interaction with people and business will not be proper, because he very possibly will not do it up to Torah and not even up to Derech Eretz, because his personal inclinations are going to push him to do things that he shouldn't be doing. Ein Derech Eretz Ein Torah. That if a person doesn't have Derech Eretz, whether it means his interaction with people or Parnosa, then he could lose his Torah. Ein Chochma Ein Yira, Ein Yira Ein Chochma. If a person doesn't have wisdom, he can't be a Yir Shemayim, because he doesn't know how to do the mitzvahs. Yir Shemayim is someone who does the mitzvahs properly. A person doesn't have Yir Shemayim, though, he also will not have a proper quest for the Torah knowledge. Ein Bina Ein Das, Ein Das Ein Bina. Bina is the ability to be Maven Dovah L'Teich Dovah, to infer one thing from another thing. So if a person doesn't have Bina, he won't properly understand the Das, the knowledge that he has. If a person doesn't have knowledge, he also won't have the ideas that he's supposed to have in order to be maven from them. So a person has to know and also think into it, understand it. Amen kemach, in Torah, in Torah, in kemach. The same thing, if a person doesn't have food to eat, there'll be no Torah. If a person has Torah to eat, if he doesn't have Torah, then he won't have kemach. His kemach, means his kemach is worthless. If the kemach gets a person to do the Oyvin Hashem, so he transformed the kemach from a little bit of powder into Olam Haba. But otherwise, just a little powder, it's worthless. Yeah. Hu haya Oymer, he would say, Kol shechmosnom erubim mimaisev, person whose chochma is greater than his actions, his desire to do the Ratzon Hashem, to understand the Ratzon Hashem, is greater than his maisim l'mam u'tavir l'ilim shanofim erubim shiroshim u'otim. Oh, sorry, this is the other way around. Chochma over here just means he has a lot of knowledge, and he doesn't live by the knowledge that he has. Here the word chochma just means knowledge. So it's like a big tree with a lot of branches, but it has very little roots. But ruach bava k'rosav avchos alponav. He can know a tremendous amount, but it's not something that he translates into actions, then it doesn't have something to keep it going. It looks like a beautiful tree, but gets blown over right away. Shenema, v'yu ka'ara barova, lo yira ki yovo yitoyif. This tree in the dried out area that won't see when the good times come, because when the winds come before the rains, it will be ready. Yeah, it will be in a dried out place. Basically, if it doesn't have good roots, so it could be in the midbar and it's barely growing, and then the big rains come, before it has a chance to absorb all the rain, it gets uprooted from the rains themselves. If everything he knows translates into meisim, then other rabbi, he's like a small tree that has big roots. All the forces in the world, all the winds in the world, have no effect on him, because he is solidly rooted in his Yerushalayim. He's growing, planted on water of Yuvel, Yishlach Sharoshov, and this waterway will send its roots. Even when the hot, the dry times come, he will stay in place. His leaves will always be fresh. Even when there's scarce rains, it won't be concerned, because it always has a waterway that it's growing by. It will never stop having fruit. So we have to make sure we do a lot of maizim, and that we have a chokhmah miskayim under all circumstances.